نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, in this half an hour that I have, inshallah, we will discuss five topics. Number one, Syria, then Palestine. And third, what do the enemies really want? And fourth, what should we be doing in our country? And fifth one, during the holidays, what should we do? What is Syria, my brothers? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made special dua for the land of the Levant, L-E-V-A-N-T. In Arabic, we call it Sham. If you open Mishkat Sharif, you will find. You open Bukhari Sharif, you will find. Here Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua and said, Allahumma barik lana fi shamina. Ya Allah, give us barakah in the land of Sham. So Sham refers to four countries, Syria, Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, all put together constitute Sham. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I've been to Syria three or four times. Quickly, I just want to give you some history of it. If you go to Babu Saghir is a famous graveyard there. You will find Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu is buried there. On the wall is written, Mu'adzinu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam wa waziru ma'alihi. The Mu'adzin of the Master alayhi salatu salam and his Minister of Finance. On the other side, if you go, you find the second Mu'adzin. Subhanallah, both were Mu'adzin in Madinah Munawwara Masjid Nabawi. Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum, the blind Sahabi, Abbas wa Tawalla and Jawul A'ma was revealed for him. He is also buried there. And you go on the other side, you will find Maqabiru Sufiya. You will find the graveyard where the Awliyaullah Sufis are buried. Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah is buried there. He is celebrated student Ibn Kathir. Every alim knows Tafsir Ibn Kathir. So he is buried there as well. The land of Syria is very special, brothers. One Nabi alayhi salatu salam said that this land here, Allah will shower barakah and blessing there. And then the Master alayhi salam said, there are 40 abdals. Open Mishkat, you will find it. Abdal mean the very, very pious people. And majority of them, you will find them there in Biladu Sham, in Syria and surroundings. Why they call Abdal? When one passes away, then another one comes and so forth and so on. Maybe it happens in our time. Maybe after we are gone, only Almighty Allah knows things are happening so rapidly. So Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will come. And remember from Medina to Makkah, and there the Abdal of Syria and the pious people of Iraq will recognize him in front of the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. They will take the oath of allegiance on his Mubarak hand. From there he'll come to Syria. You know the Umayyad Masjid. If you look at your videos, you will see that how the Jami Umawiyah. So there Salahuddin Ayyubi outside the Masjid is buried there. So the great history it is. So Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam will come down at that masjid and Hazrat Mahdi will be preparing to lead the salat. When he looks left and right to tell the people to straighten the rows, he will see Nabi Isa alayhi salam. He will say, you go in front. He will say, no. You, the iqamah was given for you, O Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anh, so you read the salat. And after that, I will perform salat. So all these incidents are still going to unfold there in the land of Syria. Ubay bin Ka'ab, the greatest qari among the sahaba, he is buried there. So like that, thousands of great, great people. If you study Aleppo, Halab, our ustad comes from there, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni. He passed away, stayed 50 years in Mecca, buried in Istanbul. Sheikh Abdul, he was a mufassir, commentator of Quran. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Hudda, great scholar of hadith. 50 years he was there in Mecca, in Riyadh and so forth, buried in Medina Munawwara. You know the Quran Sharif, this Hafiz Tahir and all of you who go for Umrah often. So you will know the Quran Sharif you get in Mecca, Medina. If you know how to read Arabic without Fatha, Kasra, Dhamma, Zabar, Zair, Pesh, then look there at the back, you will see. If you've got a copy now also, I can show you. وَقَدَ كَتَّبَهُ الْخَطَّاتُ Usman Taha. The greatest calligrapher of the noble Quran in the world is Sheikh Usman Taha. He's close to 90 now. I met him twice in Medina, alhamdulillah. So he is from Halab, from Aleppo. Imagine that he wrote the Quran. When I met him that time, he told me 7. After that, he wrote the Quran with his Mubarak hands. No typewriter and computer and that. I asked him, Ustad, how long it takes you to write one Quran? He said, 3 years. He wrote the Quran 10 times. So 3 years, more than 30 years plus minus, he spent in just writing the Quran Sharif. And Allah accepted it, the Mujamma Malik Fahad, the biggest Quranic complex, they're just outside Medina. Millions and millions of copies are printed, given to the Hajis and people and so forth. So what great contribution they made. There's a great Sahabi, never forget his name, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh. He ruled after Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demise in the 11th year of the Hijrah. Then was Khulafa'i Rashidin, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali, Sayyidina Ali's son. He ruled for 6 months. That is the Khulafa'i Rashidin. Then when Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali said that now I don't want this, he only ruled for 6 months. He left then Kufa, Iraq. He went to Damascus, Damish, handed over the leadership to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. That is known as the Umayyad dynasty. They ruled for 90 years. This was the rule, the center of Islamic rule. From Syria, from Damascus, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu ruled this Ummah from 41 right till the 22nd of Rajab 60 when he passed away. Plus minus 20 years, 19 and a half years. Imagine what great things happened. When I went there and I told them I want to go to the grave of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, they said, Mamnu, you can't go. I said, what you mean I can't go? He said that the Shias, you know Shias are kuffar. They hate Sahaba, they hate Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa radiallahu anhu ajma'in. When they go to his grave, they spit on it and so forth. Allah forbid. So now they have enclosed it and they don't allow. I said, now let's go. So with Allah's help, we made dua. One old lady, she said, Mamnu. I told her, Ya Ummah, oh mother, I come from Junubi Africa. I haven't come for buildings, I've come to visit Sahaba. Allah's mercy comes. Then she opened and we went inside. Then we made dua there for Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Don't forget the contribution they made to this Ummah, remember that. So what is happening now? So you must remember, you have the Bashar Assad, you have his father, Hafiz Assad. They all belong to one group of the Shias called the Alawis. They believe Sayyidina Ali is God, Allah forbid. You know, divinity in the form of humanity, like the Christians believe in Jesus, Allah forbid. So they believe in that, the crazy people. And they were slaughtering our Muslim men, women. How many women were gang raped? They don't even know who's the father of their child. And this carried on for 50 years plus. So you must remember, for us, it is a very, very happy day that Bashar Assad and his cronies have fallen. He's gone there to Moscow, wherever. So remember, we take good riddance. But now the fear, my brothers, you need to understand, if you follow me on my groups and so forth, just now while traveling now, I came with Brother Ahmed Abdi. So I sent out one message. You will hear on your TV, on your radio, on your print media. There's one guy named Julani, Julani. You know, Mehman, Pachkoro Chuje, Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Manjo Nalobi Abdul Qadir. I asked my mother, father, why? He said, Nabo, what do Pir wo? So Julani, he was a Jew. And remember, he's still Jew. But now they're fooling this Ummah. How can Israel, understand what I'm telling you now, brothers? The Western media is not going to tell you this. How can it happen? Bashar Assad, a shaitan, is kicked out on Sunday. In 2 days, Israel conquers your whole army, finishes up your navy, finishes up your military, and comes 20 kilometers away from Damascus. Tomorrow, they can just walk in, and this guy is supposed to be the leader, is quiet. Not one statement made against Israel. So that is what they want. Israel, that side. Then you have another group of people. They're Arabs, but they're Shias. And terrible Shias. I know I dealt with them. So they are called Druze. D-R-U-Z-E. So they want the Druze must then become the buffer zone. So Shias will become the buffer zone. And they will support Israel and then Syria. So this is what they are aiming. Today the news told you that Israel says, no, we're not going to move from here. So the negotiations are taking place of a new Syria. So what is the new Syria? Syria will give that land to them. So this side will be Syria, Damascus, and you know, Hama, and all these areas here. Then you will find Aleppo, Halab, and so. And that side there will be the Druze. There will be the buffer zone. And on that side there will be Israel. That is the plan of the Americans and Israel. You know that these two are the biggest terrorists on this earth here. They are aimed. Now 14 months have passed. You can see with your own eyes. The world is telling you there's a genocide, ethnic cleansing. Well, Palestine have been 5 times with Allah. So they no more allow me there. So we should know what is really unfolding and happening. Sometimes we live in a khabe ghaflat. Khabe ghaflat is Urdu. We live in our own cocoon. We don't even know what is happening, nor in South Africa, Africa and the world. You must read the first words to be revealed to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Alaq, chapter 96. The first 5 verses, Iqra, read. So in that you find Iqra is mentioned twice. Study first, read, and then read again, and then teach the people. Imagine this ummah today is saying, La naqra wa la aqra. I won't read and we won't read. We will just sit couch potatoes, watch the TV, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood and Shaitan and so. We're wasting our time like this, brothers. Really speaking, you need to become a person every day you are reading. You're reading Quran Sharif, you're reading Sunnah Mubarakah, you're reading the Fiqhul Islami, you're reading our history, you're reading current affairs. So you must be abreast and know what's really the plot and the plan of the enemy. Look at Palestine. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ حَمَاسِ. Every day you hear Hamas, Hamas. There's no time. I'll just give you in 2-3 minutes. Do you even know who's Hamas, my brothers? Hamas is a Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyah. It's an acronym. The Islamic Resistance Movement. The founder is our father, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. He founded Hamas in the year 1987. From his neck downwards, a paraplegic. He won the hearts and mind. You see, South Africa, everywhere you go, you will find these strikes, this problem today, there by us, not you, by you. So by us, they say that there, Johannesburg, land surrounding El Dorado Park, Soweto. So there will be 86, 96 hours now. There 4 million people won their water in Joburg and surroundings and so forth. So sometime water chaos, sometime electricity, load shedding. Lot of things going on, but all said and done. So they did the opposite. That in Gaza, the word is not Gaza. The word is Gaza. Always use the Arabic Islamic term. Al-Ghazza fiha al-Izza. Gaza brought honor to this ummah. So Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, paraplegic from his neck downwards, he said, give our people food. Give them whatever they need. We will make the qurbani. We will not enrich ourselves. We will enrich our public. And then the people loved Hamas. They won the election free and fair. Quickly in 2004, he was in Gaza. Fajr time, Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Gaza, the butcher of Beirut and the Palestinians, He sent the F-16. They told Sheikh, that Sheikh, this F-16 is hovering above this masjid, it's for you. He said, take me outside. La nakhafu illallah. We don't fear anybody, only Almighty Allah. The F-16 tore him to pieces. And then what happens? After 3 weeks, the second leader, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, he's also martyred. Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Allah does not make a noise, brothers. His hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Qala an-Nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Qala Allah jalla wa ala, Allah states, hadith Qudsi in Bukhari Sharif, Man aada li waliya, who causes harm to my waliullah, my special friend, my khasan-e khuda, then faqad aazantuhu bil harb, I wage war against him. Allah put Ariel Sharon, you can Google it. For 8 years, he stayed in Saqqara. I was in Cape Town last week. While explaining to them this, I said in Afrikaans, you will say, he had nie gelewe nie, and nie het hy gefrek. You know frek, you know that. So frek means, to his Afrikaans word, he didn't die like a dog, and he couldn't live also. So that is Allah. 8 years, Allah said. Now obviously it's worse for him. So you watch what is going to happen to Netanyahu. Same thing, inshallah. If you know about the Haaretz newspaper today, when I was reading the Haaretz newspaper last night, this morning, so they already made a cartoon of him. He's in the prisoner's uniform and he got handcuffs on. You know, Haaretz is left-wing, so they're always against, speaking against them. Then came Ismail Haniyeh. Who is Ismail Haniyeh? Just remember one sentence of his. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلَ لَن نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلَ Our leader Ismail Haniyeh said, we will never ever recognize Israel. If you know Arabic, how beautifully it rhymed. إِسْمَعِيلَ إِسْرَائِيلَ وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلَ لَن نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلَ The Shias set him up. They are our enemies. They called him to Iran and they told the Jews, this is where he is and he doesn't have much security and you can put him away. He becomes Shaheed, third leader. After that is our greatest leader, Yahya Sinwar. Who is Yahya Sinwar? He changed the world. What he did. He was born there in the Gaza refugee camp. They put him away, 400-year sentence. You heard correctly. How many years? 400-year sentence they put him away. 22 years he spent in the jail. 4 years in solitary confinement. He wasn't killing time and wasting time. He learned the Hebrew language. He told the Jutlas and the Jutlis, you foreigners, you don't know Jutla, Jutli is our Mehman term. And it means a dirty Jew. So remember that. He told them, one day I will be your leader. And what a leader he turned out to be. Till his last moment, gun in his hand, grenade in his other hand. And then they shot him, and yet he took them on. With the last energy he had, he threw the stick. He even changed the Arabic language, if you know Arabic. In Arabic, you say when you're fighting your enemy today, it's a proverb entered into the Arabic lexicon and dictionary. قَدْ رَمَيْتُهُ بِأَسَى السِّنْوَارِ I took the stick of Sinwar and I threw it against the enemy. What a legacy he left behind. Even the enemy said, such a person, remember, that the golden legacy. He said, I saw the Master alayhi salam in my dream. And the Master alayhi salam said, you take them out and I'm waiting for you and you will pass away a martyr. And when you pass away, Yahya, I will be there to welcome. So this is our life. Remember that. You Muslim, if you got the true Iman, you will fear none. You heard of Umar Mukhtar? Umar Mukhtar in Libya, when the Italians surrounded him, they told Umar Mukhtar, surrender. He said, it is not part of our lexicon. It's not part of our dictionary. لَن نَسْتَسْلِمْ لِأَحَدْ We never surrender to anyone. إِمَّا الشَّهَادَ وَإِمَّا الزَّفَرْ Either we go for death and martyrdom, or either we go for victory. And that is what Quran teaches us. إِحْدَ الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ That is, we go for martyrdom or we go. How many of our children, our brothers, sisters, innocent, every day 30, 40, 50. But what they say we weren't ever giving in. We fight till the end.
And Allah is giving them such a victory. The Jutlas are biggest cowards, you must remember. They have lost thousands of men, 100,000 of theirs are injured, 2 million already ran away from Israel. Every way, you must remember, they are in chaos. They are a cursed nation. In chapter 7, verse 167, Allah says, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will always appoint somebody, Muslim, non-Muslim, to fight them, to punish them. The worst punishment now in this world. Hereafter is worse, obviously. What you know of Gaza al-Mubarakah? Gaza, you foreigners from Somalia, you come from Ethiopia, you come from here and there. This much you should know. You must remember this. It is the year 150 after Hijrah. Al-Imam Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris, is born in Gaza. At the age of 2, his father Idris passes away. And now his mother goes into Idda. When he's 2.5 years old, the family had a Mashura meeting. They said, okay, we have to migrate now. They left Makkah Mukarramah, they left Gaza, and then they went to Makkah Mukarramah. He is yatim. He doesn't have a father, but Allah wants to elevate him. So what happens? He's drinking Zamzam all the time in Makkah. He's making dua. Allahumma arzuqni ilman wafira. Ya Allah, give me profound knowledge, Ya Allah. He passes away in the year 204. He only lived for 54 years. Listen to his history, O youth. Listen to his history, O paper people of Balfour. At the age, his first teacher, Muslim bin Khalid Azanji, African teacher. He made him hafiz. At the age of 7, finished his hafiz already. At the age of 10, he by heart the whole hadith work. Mu'atta Imam Malik, his teacher, wrote a book. Afterwards, he went to study by him in Medina. He studied by heart the whole Mu'atta Malik at the age of 10. You take whole South Africa, all of us, including myself. You ask how many Maulanas, how many sheikhs, how many muftis, how many of us know Mu'atta Imam Malik? If you get 10 also, you'll be very lucky in the whole of South Africa. At the age of 10, he by heart the whole. At the age of 13, this African teacher told him, Muslim bin Khalid Azanji, said, Shafi'i, you are an abqari, you're a genius. At the age of 13, وَكَانَ يُدَرِّسُ فِي الْحَرَمِ الْمَكِّي. He's a lecturer in the Haram Sharif. Now our brother Tabi, as you all know him, our brother Shabir, from his house, I was translating the khutbah from his house, and then I came now here. Yeah? So you must remember, I told them there for him in Tahir and our brother. I said today the khutbah is by Sheikh Faisal bin Jamil Ghazawi. His forefathers come from Gaza. So therefore the title Ghazawi. So anyway, he gave a khutbah, we translated it, he made dua for Palestine a little bit, so it's okay at least. So let's carry on. At the age of 15, that he, the African Ustad, Muslim bin Khalid Zanji, told Shafi'i, Awa ajaza lahu bil iftah. He said, I give you permission. Verbally, you can start issuing fatawa and verdicts. What a genius he turned out to be. At the age of 195, in the year 195, he left and went to Baghdad. There he celebrated students. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is there. Day and night is with his teacher. He loved his teacher. He says, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, even after my ustad died, he passed away in 241, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. For 30 years before I used to sleep, I used to raise my hands, make dua for Imam Usha. Today we become hafiz by our ustad, by our sheikh. He said, they just waste my time, he gave me good ideas. We forget our teachers also. So how we expect really to progress in life? They asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, tell us who is Shafi'i. He said, Ash-Shafi'i ka shamsi lid dunya. You go outside now. So you see how the sun is shining, mashallah, and we all are benefiting. He said, Ash-Shafi'i is like the sun. The whole world benefits from his spiritual knowledge and his real knowledge. So his ustad is African. When I used to go Umrah, Hajj with groups or individually, in Makkah I used to sit there by Sheikh Sabuni from Halab, Aleppo, used to teach us tafsir. In Medina Munawwara, we used to sit by Sheikh Umar Falata. Any one of you from Nigeria, you must read about the Sheikh. The Falata family, they hail from Nigeria. He used to teach Hadith Sharif in Riyazul Jannah. That portion there where everybody is rushing and now you have to have appointment with MBS, the shaitan. So anyway, you must remember that. So now what happens is this. Sheikh Umar Falata, African, he's teaching 49 years. He taught Hadith Sharif inside Masjid Nabawi. African. That is Allah, wa tu'izzu man tashah, wa tu'zillu man tashah. See lesson, South Africans. One day, I'm in Masjid Nabawi. I saw Sheikh Falata and our Ustad. We kiss his hand, we kiss his forehead before the lesson starts. I told the South African, I know his name, but it's not right, I can't mention. That I told him, see that man, he's our Ustad, one of the great scholars of Hadith in the world. What he told me, brothers, he said, that darkie, you see, till you don't come out of this apartheid mentality, you won't go far in life. You will never go far in life. Our deen is for everybody. Allah selects whoever He wants. If I give you a lecture from now, what Africa did for Islam, it'll take another 1 hour, there's no time. So Hazrat Luqman is African. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, his nami, honorable name, mentioned 136 times in the Quran, he was African in this sense, dark in complexion. Allah elevates whoever He wants to. Atta bin Abi Rabah, Ustad of Imam Abu Hanifa, African. What you will say then? So you must remember, Allah does not choose by ethnicity or complexion. Allah will choose when we have talab-e sadiq. We cry to Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Did you ever cry, my brothers? Tell me, Ba Nazir, are the women listening here? Here in Belfort, they can hear in the house. The women can hear? Very good. So you, my mothers and sisters, that did we ever cry one day, really cry for our Palestine, for our Syria, for our Afghanistan, for our Sudan, for our Kashmir? We live in a lap of luxury. What we have to worry? Asad Belfo, where are you? We got enough pala. Even though go I take go I panga be I. You understood? So what he thinks? You understood? He taught us how to do all this kind, and we taught him how to do it. We live in luxury. Waja'alakum muluka. These people don't have food. Yahya Sinwar never ate for 3 days and three nights. And he said, I will teach the world a lesson. We fight till the end, and then people will be inspired by us. Is martyrdom or victory. One Yahya Sinwar passed away, and another 1,000 Sinwar, Yahya Sinwar already. 1992, when we were there, 16, 15 ulama were invited. So a 9-year-old boy, we still under apartheid. So what happens? You must remember that I am facing Masjidul Aqsa. This 9-year-old boy, he comes who short, you know, there. And his name Ka'aka. So I told him, Ka'aka, my heart tells me tomorrow, day after, whenever, I want to take you back to Junubi Africa. We'll put you in, enroll you in the school in the morning. Afternoon, you go madrasa. Like the system we went through. See, the young boy gave answer, and I started crying. I was facing Aqsa. He turned around and faced, Sheikh, you telling me about your Junubi Africa. If I leave here, who will protect Masjidul Aqsa? See, brothers, 9-year-old, you brothers in Balfour, you're going for Umrah, you're going for, very good, I don't say nothing. But I'll tell you in this masjid, today, as things stand, you will get much more reward. Go to Aqsa, and then from there you fast an ihram, and you go Makkah, excellent. If you don't want to go, Makkah, Madinah is fine. You've been for Hajj, you've been for Umrah. Al-Aqsa yunadik, Aqsa is asking, when you coming to visit me? When you going to show your solidarity with me? Your next year might be too late. That the Americans and them maybe kill majority of us. What answer will we give? The Jutlas have banned me for life, and every program of mine on the radio, they record the Jutlas. Therefore, I call them haramis and shaitan daily. So you must remember that we must never fear anybody as long as we speak the truth. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any country. So we have to speak the truth. So brothers, we have to show. Take your millions and go. You got enough uplang. You got enough zakat. Go give it to them. And you give them with your own hand. That will give you the inner satisfaction. When I used to go, I used to tell my family, bring all your money. And then we go ourselves and we used to give it to them. So brothers, do yourself a favor. Quickly, holidays is coming. It started already. These non-Muslims, they will tell you Christmas, Christmas. So what is Christmas? They tell you Jesus was born there. You must ask them, Jesus was born in summer or winter? The Quran says he was born in summer. Miraculously, the Bible, Luke, L-U-K-E, tells you he was born in summer. If you go to Palestine now, it's mid-winter. I was there in December, so I know. So it's mid-winter, so this whole thing is concocted. You can Google it now, 1647. The Puritan Parliament of Britain, of England, it banned Christmas celebrations for 13 years. Scotland banned Christmas for 400 years. It said all this is a pagan custom. Wine, dine and swine. It's got nothing to do with Christianity. So even the Pope is mixed up. I challenge the Pope 100 times. Read the Bible in the original language from cover to cover by heart. We want one only. So the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. You see, we can in Balfour, you've got 10, 20 Hafiz. I'm sure about that. So my brothers, don't kill time. This holiday, there go. If you can, mashallah, go to Aqsa. Go, if you want to go other place, that's your business. But we're trying to mobilize, organize, you the youth. You don't want to take your wives, go you youth. Go show that we are mujahid. We are people of Iman. We will never forget our first Qibla. The children of Palestine, they go with Iman. They go with stones, nothing else. I saw with my own eyes. And they take on the Jutla army and they say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. Khaybar took place in the 70th of the Hijrah, in the month of Muharram, where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the banner and the flag to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. Sayyidina Ali is known as Fatih Khaybar. He used to read poetry after that. And 93, 94 jutlas. Some kitabs say 93, some say 94. 93, 94 jutlas were dispatched to Jahannam in that battle. We went to Khaybar. Those of you going for Umrah this week, next week, whenever. From Medina, go to Khaybar. Go visit it. From Makkah, go to Taif. Take your ihram with and come back and make ihram from there. Make Umrah from there. So brothers, there are a lot of things to speak. The final is this. End of the day, Allah gave me 20 years, 40 years, 60 years, 80 years. After Jummah, after Akni and lunch, we're going to the graveyard. You should also go. And your pay utai. And your ma and your ma utai. What Nabi alayhi salam said. This is our deen. Man zara qabra abawayhi aw ahadihima yawm al-jumu'ah ghufira lahu wa kutiba ba'ath. You visit your parents on a Friday after their demise, you will be forgiven and you'll be considered a pious son. Balfour is so near your graveyard, it's not somewhere far. So whether you go after Fajr in the morning, you go now, you go after Asr, is your choice. But make it your habit. I came all the way for this reason. Lecture and that is secondary. I say, da, divne, uncle, auntie, but they in. So let's go make dua for them. Tomorrow we'll be gone. Then what happens? Our Muazzin, how many years he served you here? The tall Muazzin. I can't forget him. So always when I was to enter, he was the first person to meet me. So we make dua, Allah grant him also Jannat al-Firdaus. So all of you think about it. Allah gave us this. Okay, we all like Hazrat Pirane Pir, so let's conclude with that. Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawarallahu Marqadahu. What he said, if you want a reference, go open Hunyatul Talibin. I went to Baghdad, I went to his Mazar Mubarak. He states, وَكَمْ مِنْ كَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْبُولُ. How many graves are being dug every day? وَكَمْ مِنْ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ. How many kafan are being washed every day? How many shrouds are being washed every day? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَجْبُولُ. But me and you, we busy in the market, in the shop, in the mall, in Hello Paisa. And I ask the India-Pakistani brother, woke her, he say, Hello Paisa ke paas gaya. He's going to visit Hello Paisa, the shop's name. وَكَمْ مِنْ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ. How many graves are being dug? وَصَاحِبُهُ بِسُرُورِ مَغْرُورُ. And we deceive with occasions of joy and happiness. to call a Gal Karente bar. Just come see my new Rolls Royce and Cadillac and Merc I pulled out. Koro koro gadget in there. So we get all the new cars, the new cell phone, the new laptop. We deceived with this. My daughter is fixed and my son passed with distinction. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ دَوَحِكُ How many a person today healthy, business flourishing, children excelling. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ دَوَحِكُ وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ هَالِكُ O Muslim, O human being, very soon we'll be gone. What have we done? What legacy did we leave behind? So may Almighty Allah take us with Iman. May Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, protect all of us. May Almighty Allah let us make sincere tawbah before death overtakes us. We thank all of you, the trustees, the imams, and everybody else. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah.